boat to blow, we come to make our bow.
To the elbow,
to the elbow.
Absolutely useless. Oh, long gone are the days when they used to give whole herds of cattle and flocks of sheep. When I think that I, the great Calchas, had to go to the butcher last week to buy my meat. Oh, the sacrifice business is about played out. The gods are on the rocks. Philocomes.
Yes, great Harger?
Have they brought my thunder yet?
Not yet, my lord, but I'm expecting it at any moment now.
I must have my thunder today of all days. Oh, what an ordeal it's going to be. First, the festival of Adonis, presided over by our gracious queen. Then the assembly of the kings, and in their presence, the word games and rhyming contests.
Not to mention the unexpected, which must be expected.
Yesterday is certain to require an oracle. With no thunder, no oracle. I must have that thunder, it's my life's blood.
Euthycles, the blacksmith, promised it to me this morning. Ah, here he comes now.
Look here, Euthycles, you're late.
Well, you know how hard it is for me to get around my bum leg, and then I was busy with an urgent job, the fire Achilles ordered me.
Oh, yes, I knew. A shoe with a metal plate for that heel he's always complaining about.
Exactly, you see, it's a metal thing about as long as...
Oh, I know, he told me. He's delighted with it.
Yes, and then this thunder of yours took an awful long time to make, you know.
Well, I need that thunder. I have to use it to strike the people's imagination. Is it working all right now? Stop! People will think it's Jupiter. We've got to go easy on these sound effects. Well, ooh, the day's beginning. Ah, the fairer half of Sparta, the young maidens presided over by our gracious queen, all weeping for Adonis.
Is it his anniversary?
Yes, it was on this date that Venus, running to the aid of Adonis, tore her feet on the rocks, and her divine blood falling on the roses which had always been white changed their color to red. Ah, oh, how poetic that legend is. Oh, but quick, we've just barely time to hang this up inside. Come, Philocomes. Fire, Tomsy!
We steelworkers go to strike whenever we can.
Thank you.
about it all the time. The mysterious woods, the three goddesses, the apple, and that shepherd. Especially that shepherd. Do you have any further details?
I'm afraid not.
Is it true that Venus has rewarded the shepherd by promising him the love of the most beautiful woman in the world?
And that seems to be the official report.
But the most beautiful woman in the world?
Is you, Queen? It most certainly is
you.
Don't
say it! Don't say it! That hand! That hand! Forever and ever, that hand!
What hand?
The hand of fate, always pressing down on me.
Ah, yes.
Quite.
First, there was the matter of my birth. You know about that, don't you?
Who doesn't? The swan tracked down by an eagle, which Leda took in her embrace.
The swan was my father. The eagle was Venus. Cruel Venus! So you see, Calchas, I'm no ordinary woman. But you know what I would have liked to be, great augur?
What great queen?
Just a common housewife married to a good businessman. But look what the hand of fate has offered me instead. At 16, kidnapped by that stupid bull Theseus from the Temple of Diana while I was doing a bacchanalian in death.
And that was your debut.
And after so many stormy days and nights, I thought I was finally safely in port.
By port, do you mean Menelaus?
Yes, dear, sweet man that he is.
Yes, very, very sweet.
I tried to love him. I really did. But I never could. I just never could.
That's the way it goes. If you can't, you can't.
Think of how Venus has promised that shepherd the love of the most beautiful woman in the world. That hand! That hand!
Oh, so you see, you're really fully excused.
But people will talk.
They will indeed.
I'll hear them when I drive through the crowds in my chariot. Just yesterday, a voice from the assembled ranks of my faithful subjects cried out, "She's no queen. She's a hot chick."
Hot chick, Your Majesty?
Yes. Hot chick. But after all, the man was right. Then is that my fault? How can the daughter of a bird help being a chick? It's that music.
Quick, inside the temple. Here comes that young prince, Orestes.
Oh, is that you?
You go inside. I'll stay here and try to get rid of him. He might try to break in and spoil the sanctimony of the sacrifice.
He's full of annoying little tricks like that.
I know what he's full of, and I don't like his tricks.
Oh, look, little Parthenos. She dresses well, that Parthenos creature. It's only women of her type can have a pull off anything as daring.
Oh, I think that's Agamemnon's son, the son of my king.
Oh, Cacus!
Plenty, 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 pl
too kind, but I'm afraid his sacrifice is
already
late.
Oh, the sacrifice can wait.
Sacrifice? We should have reserved seats for it.
Reserved seats? I'm sorry, but it was decided by official orders that only ladies of the social register.
The social register?
Yes, my lord.
Oh, Pluto, take the people who gave such orders. Let's go in.
Oh, wait. I'm afraid there's one thing that stops me. Besides, the queen herself is presiding.
Auntie Hélène? I like my Auntie Hélène, but how can she object with a pass like hers?
Let's just say a few youthful indiscretions, my lord.
Ah, yes. She always has an alibi. Says it's fate. But then these ladies, too, have been victims of fate, and frequently.
Ah, yes. My overwhelming urge to join Festus is proving flying on his chariot and carry on like a Mina, exactly.
Me, too. That time on the Riviera when that young philosopher taught me all about truth and beauty and wisdom.
What about me? Why is it that I feel in the pit of my stomach that something highly dramatic is going to happen? Those furies that keep lurking about. Look, Calchas, can you see them?
I see a whole swarm of them.
And later, a whole shelf full of tragedies in which I am the hero. Ah, fate! Fate!
Oh, I'm in the same situation. Why, there's nothing I'd rather do than let you go into the temple and enjoy yourself. But no, there is one thing that stops me, the hand of fate.
Oh, don't let it upset you, Calchas. We bow before fate and we're on our way. A little music. So long, Calchas, my love to Auntie.
Playboy too. I would have liked to. But no, the gods did not decree. Well, on with the sacrifice.
A word. Are you not the great augur of Jupiter?
Yes, I am he, Calchas.
Calchas, yes, that's the name. I was going to make an appointment.
Yes,
but
why don't you? I am very busy. A sacrifice is already waiting.
Oh, the sacrifice can wait. I come on very urgent business.
If you think I'm going to change my plans for the first shepherd that comes along.
I need your services.
What for? To tell your fortune? Find yourself some tents and civil in the back country. I keep the Champs-Élysées trade.
Then you didn't receive Venus's letter?
Not a scratch.
That's odd. The carrier pigeon left hours before I did. Well, she must have met up with some fine feathered boyfriend.
Venus, pigeons, feathered. I don't believe a word about your story of Venus and carrier pigeons.
You don't? Look there.
Where?
There in the sky, that speck that grows bigger and bigger and bigger.
Oh, it's just some parakeet that got loose.
No, it's my pigeon with my letter.
Oh, that's true.
Yes, take it. It's for you.
Oh, thank you. What's the trouble with the pigeon?
She's waiting to see if there's an answer. No, no answer. What's that? Oh, a tip. Yes, here's something to feather your nest. Look, there she goes in another direction. With another message, no doubt. What a correspondence that Venus has.
Why, this is there a stamp? It really is from Venus.
What are you doing?
I'm tearing off the stamp to give to little Princess Hermione. She has a stamp collection.
Oh, I see.
With your permission?
Of course.
A youth of 20 of aspect brave shortly will appear. In the name of Venus who rose from the wave, him I bid Calchas hear. This fair shepherd of taste sublime, to Venus ever dear, shall have the fairest maid of any clime, tis my will, O seer. So when Hélène comes anon on the scene, Venus the divine bids that Calchas to the lad reveal the queen and say, behold, she's thine.
Behold, she's mine.
You are Paris, the son of King Priam?
Why, you're the talk of all of Sparta,
of all Greece.
You're the one that passed the famous judgment?
I am.
Did you get a good look at the goddesses?
A brief one. Would it be presuming too much if I were to ask?
Yes.
Could you give me a little eyewitness account of the proceedings?
Why, you old pardon, great
honor. All right. Well?
Very well. Here's an eyewitness account.
On Mount Ida stand three goddesses as angry as can be. For each one she's loveliest of the three. Ebo, hey, how these princesses with their somewhat strange decoys. Ebo, hey, how these princesses try in vain to win the boys. Try in vain to win the boys. Through the woods there comes a laddie, a young lad, so fair and tall. In his hand he holds an apple, you can surely see it all. Oh, hola, eh, oh, fair young laddie, stop thee see. For we bid thee give the apple to the fairest of us three. They will pray all these princesses with their somewhat strange decoys. Ebo, hey, all these princesses try in vain to win the boys. Try in vain to win the boys. Walk now on a great reserve of chastity. Wins the apple for Minerva, for Minerva's modesty. Ebo, hey, how these princesses with their somewhat strange decoys. Hold another rhyme for family, all my swine and front, you know. I outsnob all snob so clearly that the prize is for Juno. Ebo, hey, how these princesses with their somewhat strange decoys try in vain to win the boys. But the third one, she was something else again. If she said one word, I heard none, yet she won the prize right then. Ebo, hey, all these princesses with their somewhat strange decoys. Ebo, hey, all these princesses try in vain to win the boys. Try in vain to win the boys.
Remarkable, my compliments. Ah, oh, when Venus commands, mine but to obey. My person, my oracles, my thunder are all at your service. Shall I introduce you to the queen at once?
Yes, but don't tell her who I am. I prefer to remain strictly incognito until the most favorable moment for a dramatic introduction.
Oh, you can trust me. You're speaking to an impresario.
That's evident.
Send Calchas to the lad, revere the queen, and say, behold, she's thine.
Calchas?
Yes, the daughter of Jupiter?
Who's that handsome young man?
Oh, I don't know, just some foreigner.
I know not, Tara, what station in life the gods have given him sway. And yet I know that o'er his brow the wreath of genius shines. But ne'er did braver visage find its way into the rapture stream of sleeping princess. What is of mine?
Poetry, princess.
Was it? I don't know. It just naturally came out that way as I looked at him. Is he king?
No, a shepherd.
A shepherd? Oh, lucky, lucky shepherdess. Is he really only there?
That's what he told me. Why don't you ask him yourself?
Excellent idea. You may go, Calchas, now that the gods have finished speaking to the boy. Go, my friend.
When Venus commands, the hand of fate.
Oh, my beating heart. I can feel the hand of fate falling to me.
So this is my woman of destiny. Venus knows what she's about. Thanks, Venus.
Young man.
Princess.
Are you really only a shepherd?
A shepherd.
Then where's your flock?
Over there on the mountain.
Why did you leave it, and what are you doing here?
I heard there was to be a contest, so I came in the hope of winning glory.
Oh, for your manly beauty?
No, for my intelligence.
Splendid. forget your manly beauty. I wouldn't tell you this, but since you're only a shepherd, you're downright handsome.
Oh, Venus! Princess.
Fine from full front. Now let's see the profile. A nice profile. Now turn 3/4. It's so naive. Yes. 3/4 this way. Oh, don't open your mouth. Admirable.
Oh, Venus.
Oh, but I mustn't stand here admiring you all day. What time is it?
Oh, 3:25.
Oh, 3:25? Why, I have 2:40.
Perhaps you're slow.
I doubt it. If it's 3:25, that means the ceremony of the kings will begin in a moment. State protocol is such a cruel thing. The queen can't even admire a shepherd for 5 minutes with bingo.
Queen? Queen, the procession is about to begin.
I must leave, and I may never see you again, shepherd.
Oh, you will see me again.
Queen, the procession is coming.
Oh, I suppose I must go and put on my royal diadem.
Behold, the Lord has come to make a vow. and driving the careening chariot round the course. Instead, today we devote ourselves to things of the mind. We have no shortage of muscles here. The fighting Achilles is strong. The two Ajax are strong. I, too, am strong.
Bravo, Papa, bravo!
What we're short on is brain.
Yeah.
All Greece is becoming absolutely stupid.
Yeah. Bravo, Papa, bravo! No.
If this were not a dignified occasion, I would address myself to Parteone and Leona, whom I see to be present, and I would say, tell me, you two get around, how many men of brains have you met? I feel certain that they would say, we have met poets, painters, sculptors, philosophers, men of letters, professors, but no men of brains.
I don't remember having met any men of brains.
And yet, somewhere, there must be somebody with brains. And so to discover them, we have set up this competition. All are eligible. Kings, poets, shepherds?
Shepherds? Oh, where can he be?
You wish to say something, princess?
No, sir.
But then step back, please, child. All are eligible, kings, poets, shepherds, to compete for the prize. There will be two contests, a riddle and a rhyming contest. The winner will receive a wreath of pine needles. I had thought of a crown of gold, but then I said to myself, for intellectuals, pine needles are plenty. Later, trumpets will announce a fanfare for the winner, but now let them sound aloud for the eloquence of your king.
Fanfare!
What can you expect?
That's true.
Now for the first contest. King Menelaus will read the riddle. Notice the seals are unbroken.
The riddle...
Yes, we know it's a riddle. Read it.
The riddle is... What is the difference between Calchas... Parthenies.
That's quite enough. What do you think this is? The Chamber of Deputies?
I know. Vive différence.
No, that's not it. I have it right here, and I can see it, so I can believe it. You believe it. Seeing is believing.
No.
A shepherd. What were you, shepherd?
Give the answer to the riddle. If you've guessed that one, you're some shepherd. Let's have it.
Very well. I turn to Calchas and I say, as humor it's rather broad. While Calchas is a busy fraud, Parthenis is
a busy fraud.
Although I object to certain implications of the statement, I must concur. Be ready for all.
The shepherd has won the first round. Now, what is your name?
If you don't mind, I prefer not to say just yet.
Very well.
A fanfare to the unknown champion!
Wonderful execution.
They certainly execute. Now for the second contest. King Menelaus will give us the words to be rhymed.
Here they are. Chain, pain, me, three. They're rather easy, but then rhyme verse hasn't been invented yet.
I think some would like to have the words repeated.
Chain, pain, me, three.
I got it.
What you've got is limited. But go ahead.
Lash me with a heavy chain, and you will see it causes me quite a little pain.
But that's okay by me, if instead of one chain, there are three.
That's not poetry, Achilles.
Why not?
We're not here to discuss versification. Ajax Minor, I suppose your hand is up because you have a poem.
Yep, but it's only a quatrain.
Naturally, there are only four words.
When with a chain I feel a pain, there comes o'er me a sense of three.
Do you understand it, Menelaus?
Not at all, but it certainly scans well.
There comes o'er me... Sounds good to the ear, but it doesn't mean a thing. I'll bet there's a future in that sort of thing. Probably quite a raise someday. But we'd better hear from somebody else.
Let the shepherd speak.
Yes, the shepherd!
I ask King Menelaus to decide.
I give my permission.
And my gracious queen...
Oh, speak, speak.
Very well. The wedded lot is oft a chain, all filled with grief and bitter pain. But wedded bliss appeals to me when it includes romance for three.
Oh, with sweet words and lovely sentiments.
Let's withdraw our voice.
happier still I'd be, were this monarch to be absent. Were this monarch to be absent, were this monarch to be absent.
Well, all you have to do is call on us.
Thank you, my good Calcas.
Will you call me his court of work?